Let us pray. Heavenly Father, remember that we once far off, being alienated from you, strangers to your covenants of promise and having no hope and without God in the world. We thank you that with your infinite love and mercy, you have brought us near by the blood of Christ. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have broken down the dividing walls of hostility that separates us from you and from each other. Thank you that you have made us one, creating a new humanity where there is no Jews or Gentiles, or saved nor unsaved, but as a united body in Christ. Help us to live out this truth in our everyday lives. We pray that all people may be united in your love and live in harmony with one another. In Jesus' name, amen. There is this song that resonates with my own experience of God's love. And I believe this connects with the reading and the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, which is of my sermon today. The lyrics goes this way. And by the way, I reserved it for our last song. I was rich. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. I was running down out of time. Sin separated. The bridge was far too wide. But from the far of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross, you paid the debt I owed. Broke my chains. Freed my soul. For the first time, I had hope. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. You took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end, for I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. There's nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood that calls us sons and daughters. We are ransomed by our Father, through the blood. This is such a wonderful lyrics from the song, Thank You Jesus for the Blood, sung by Charity Gale. This song started with, I was rich. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. This song speaks who I was once without Christ. What about you? Do you remember way back when you are with Christ? Without Christ, sorry. Such a wonderful song lyrics to remind us way back to those days when our lives were once without Christ, without citizenship, without covenants, without hope, and without God, where our lives were filled with uncertainty. All of us, the Apostle Paul stated, once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of our flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. That's from Ephesians 2, verse 3. In the Ephesians reading today, the Apostle Paul tells the Gentiles to remember how the Jews identify them as uncircumcision, while calling themselves circumcision, a physical circumcision made by flesh, by human hands. Again, in the next verse, the Apostle Paul continued that the Gentiles would remember that they were at the time without Christ, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of the promise, with no hope and without God in the world. The English word Gentiles originated from Latin word gentilis, meaning belonging to a certain clan or tribe, which is also a translation from the Hebrew word goyim in the Old Testament text. Goyim is a plural word derived from another Hebrew word goy, which means nation or people. So Gentiles in uncircumcision are the same people that Jewish people used to identify those who doesn't belong to them. To give you a bit of history about circumcision and uncircumcision, we will look at Genesis 17. God formed a covenant with Abraham and his descendants, requiring them to undergo circumcision as a symbol of devotion to him. Sorry. Also in Leviticus chapter 12, the Lord spoke to Moses to say to the people of Israel that on the eighth day of a newborn son, he shall be circumcised. You might ask, how is it to be circumcised? God requires all males under Abraham, including him and his descendants, to remove the foreskin of the male sex organ when the baby is 8 years old. This circumcision serves as a physical mark identifying the Jewish people as those who are in a special relationship with God. It is through this circumcision that Jewish people are distinguished from other nationalities, symbolizing their unique connection to God. Uncircumcision, on the other hand, refers to those who do not bear the physical mark and are obviously not part of the Abrahamic covenant. Before Christ came, Gentiles and the Jews kept apart from each other. The Jews thought of themselves as pure and clean because of their national heritage and religious ceremonies, while the Gentiles are considered ceremonially unclean and avoid any association or interaction with them. No Orthodox Jews would enter the house of any Gentile or sit down to eat with them. We can also see in the early church attitudes when there was significant discord and controversy between the Jewish believers and Gentile believers. The Jewish believers reluctantly accept Gentiles into the church, even questioning Peter, why did he went to the uncircumcised men to eat with them? Some Jewish believers even suggested that it is necessary for the uncircumcised to be circumcised in order to keep the law of Moses. And look what Apostle Paul told the Colossians in chapter 2, verse 11 at the NL New Translation, New Living Translation. When you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. But God gave the Apostle Peter a vision to teach him that God doesn't show favoritism and accepts people from every nation. This helped Peter overcome his prejudices, which opened the door of faith for the Gentiles. These differences between the Jews and the Gentiles may be attributed to the law that God passed down to the Jews. These laws made an obvious distinction, creating barriers or dividing walls between the Jews and the Gentiles in many ways, making them feel close to God because they already know of Him through the Scriptures and worship Him in the religious ceremonies. The Gentiles, on the other hand, were far off. They knew little or nothing about God. But Jesus, who is our peace, made both the Jews and the Gentiles into one and has broken down the barriers or dividing walls that are hostile between us. By the blood of Christ, the law with its commandments and ordinances was abolished, creating in himself one humanity, thus making the two groups at peace with each other. Christ has broken down the walls of prejudices, reconciled all believers to God, and unified us in one body. He has destroyed the barriers people build between themselves and others. The removal of these walls allows us to truly unite with those who differ from us. We have genuine reconciliation with God in each other. Because of Christ's death, we are all unified on the same side, citizens of the same kingdom. Our hostility against each other has been put to death. We can all have access to the Father by the Holy Spirit. We are no longer strangers or foreigners to God. And we are all being built into a holy temple with Christ as our chief cornerstone. Imagine the structure, this church building, for instance. The builders, like the prophets and the apostles, through their teachings about Christ, must lay cornerstones. As they put on more bricks and wall rises, so too we become mature as we come here and hear his words and worship together. Then at certain height of wall, the builder starts on to making the rafters before putting on the roof until it's fully built to completion. I like Paul's last two verses here, which says, "In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you," which is us, "also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God." We as church, like this well-constructed building, where various structural components like bricks, roof, windows, doors, and so on are interlocked to work together, forming a unified structure. Likewise, as members of the body of Christ, each of us has distinct gifts and talents that we can contribute to God's ministry. Before 1939, Germany was undivided. 6 years later, after its loss to the Allied nations, it was divided into four. Then in 1949, two separate countries emerged, separated by the famous Berlin Wall. I'm sure you are familiar with it. The West Germany followed a parliamentary democracy and flourished. The East Germany, on the other hand, followed a Marxist-Leninist socialist path where life behind the Berlin Wall was controlled tightly. We see that they built the wall to separate them from each other. Due to the changing political climate in Eastern Europe and increasing disenchantment with the communist regime in East Germany, a peaceful protest and demonstration paved the way for unification. After nearly three decades of immense suffering and separation of families and loved ones, the Berlin Wall collapsed in 1989, uniting Germany as one state again. Like the collapse of the Berlin Wall that unites Germany, now with Christ Jesus we have that unbroken relationship with God and with people, because the hostility between us was removed, forming us into one body in Christ, which is His church. The oneness of Christ's body signifies the interconnectedness of one another in its completeness, lacking in nothing as a living organism. As it is written, these things occurred so that the scripture might be fulfilled: none of his bones shall be broken. Brings us a unified body, united by the Holy Spirit, where every member, you and I, contributes to the overall health and purpose of the body for the glory of God and the advancement of His kingdom. The Lord be with you.